future. So long as you run and hide behind your pastor, your mother, your neighbor, your friends, the devil will be watching for his chance to catch you. But when Satan finds out that you can say no for yourself, when Satan finds out that you've made a decision in your mind, I'm not going back. No, you want to do this habit? That's fine. I'm not doing it. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to make some lifelong decisions and commitments. And when the devil finds out that you have taken a stand for yourself, that you have decided you're going to make a relationship with God, and he understands that you have power over him through the infilling of the power of the Holy Ghost, and you can say, get behind me in the name of Jesus, he'll leave you alone. He'll still come and tempt you. And just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that life is on easy street. There's still trouble, there's still trials, there's still obstacles, there's still situations that happen. Your faith is still tried, but you still got to stand. You got to get up and take a stand. You got to get up and take a stand. Say it with me, get up. Get up. Probably the biggest reason that people have problems in their life and situations in their life is a feeling of inferiority. All of us want to be accepted. All of us want to be looked at and admired, and you look good today. I can say, Brother George, you look really good today. That jacket, man, you got your collar right. Yeah, you look sharp. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We like that. We like that. Everybody wants to be appreciated. But we've got to get out of the flesh. We've got to get into the Spirit. And we've got to start, Spirit speaks to Spirit. Pastor talked about it in the prayer room this morning. Get out of that little flesh, God, I need, I want, help me. Get to the point where you're just in the presence of God and you're allowing the power of the Holy Ghost to speak through you in right relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Most of us, you know, most people, they don't really know who or what they are. They depend on family to give them their identities. And if you come from a troubled family, then that's the way you just think, well, life is just meant to be this way for me. If you, some people depend on friends to give them their identity. And if you have friends that do whatever they want to do and you keep hanging out with them, you know what? Birds of a feather flock together. You watch who you're hanging out with, and that's what you will become. You won't change them. They'll change you if you're not careful. So if they're not willing to make a commitment to God, keep praying for them, but you need to get some new friends. I'm just saying. Is that all right? It's fact. It's fact. We depend on other people and other things to give us our identity, that will destroy you. You've got to get in right relationship with God and get in a relationship with him where you understand who you are. You're a servant of God. You're a servant of the King of Glory. You can live in right relationship and be victorious and have people. You know, one of the main things my dad taught me, my mom taught me, if you want to be successful, get around successful people. If you go somewhere, don't go looking like a bum. Go looking like you're a successful person. Because Spirit seeks Spirit. If I want to be like Brother Baggett, I've got to start putting some things in my life that's like him. He never stops working. He's always doing something for the kingdom of God or for his family or for things around him. If I want to be a doctor, I got to go to school for 12, 13, 15 years. Like Brother Brian, get some brains up here, you know? I'm not a doctor. He's smart. But you gotta get up. You gotta start. Getting the Holy Ghost is not the finish line. Getting the Holy Ghost and having a relationship with God is just the beginning. It's just the start. Having a relationship and right relationship with God is the start. You've got to maintain that. You've got to keep getting up. You've got to keep fighting. You've got to keep growing. You've got to keep reading the Word. You've got to keep praying. You've got to keep fasting. You've got to stay in right relationship with God. I'm not talking about being conceited. I'm not talking about thinking that you're God's gift to the world. Newsflash, none of us are. We're just flesh. But through the grace of God, shedding of his blood, we can be overcomers. I know it's Mother's Day, so I put this in here just for you mothers, because we have the sweetest mothers in the whole wide world at Harvest Time Worship Center. But there is a mother in the world that is very mean. This mother stands pretty tall. When she has her baby, that baby literally, she has her baby standing up. The baby falls 8 to 10 feet at birth and hits the ground. It's called a giraffe. That's a mean mama. That's a mean mama. Say, that's a mean mama. 8 to 10 feet, you're going to let your little baby fall right off the bat. Who would do that in here? Nobody. You got doctors and nurses there to catch them. Looks like a drowned rat, but everybody's, woo, look how beautiful. And they are. Not right away, but they are now. But this mama lets that baby fall 8 to 10 feet, and it hits the ground. And it's weak, and it's trembling. And she goes over to it, and she looks at it. And she gives it a big old smooch. She backs up, and she takes her foot, and she kicks it as hard as she can and throws it through the air. And their feet are like the size of big dinner plates. They're big animals. And that little thing is sitting there trembling. Oh my God, what just happened to me? And that mama walks over to it again. She kicks it again. She kicks it again. She keeps kicking it relentlessly. Time after time, until finally that little giraffe will stand up. Oh, I don't know what keeps kicking me, but I don't like that. She looks at it. You stood up. She goes over and she kicks it again, throws it through the air. It falls. It hops up a little bit quicker. She does this over and over. What she is teaching that baby at birth is when you get knocked down, get up. Get up. When you fall, when you fail, when you stumble, get up. When you have situations and go through your life and you don't understand where they came from, get up. Because if that little giraffe doesn't learn to get up, the lions, the leopards, the tigers, they love giraffe meat. And that mama knows if that baby doesn't learn the importance of getting up and being able to move with the herd, it'll never survive. I wish to God that some of us had learned that lesson a little better. I'm here to tell you today so you have no more excuses. When you fall flat on your face, get up. When you have issues and trials hit you and blindside you, get up. When you don't feel like going to church, but we're still having church, get up. When you have issues in your family, maybe you just had a knockdown drag out with your wife, get up. Get to the house of God. Get in a right relationship with God. When your job goes away, when your health fails, whatever the situation might be, get up and do something about it. Don't stay on the ground. Don't stay down and defeated. Don't stay in despair. Don't stay in fear. Don't stay in those places anymore. Get up. Brush yourself off. Are things perfect at that point? No, but you've done the first step. You're doing something about it. You're getting up, and now you can take a step and you begin to move to the house of God and the things of God and the ways of God, because just as Pastor preached, if you'll get in the Spirit and let the Spirit just take over on stuff, the flesh will be content. But if you're doing it for yourself in the flesh, you'll never be content. You'll never be happy. Everything and every place you go, you'll be hungry and looking and searching. But if you'll just throw your hands up and say, God, here I am. God, I surrender everything to you. God, I don't understand the situation. I don't understand the trial. But God, I know one thing. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up like that baby giraffe, and I'm going to take steps. Am I going to conquer all my baggage at once? No, but I'm going to do it one thing at a time. One thing at a time. They asked a man years ago. Pastor told him, said, why don't you live for God? He said, oh, Pastor, I tried. I did good last Sunday, but Tuesday came, Wednesday came, Sunday came. I just couldn't get up and go to church. He said, well, have you tried just getting up maybe Monday morning, just saying, God, here I am, I love you. Why don't you just try being a good Christian for one day at a time? Why don't you just try being a good Christian for 1 hour at a time? 1 minute at a time, 1 second at a time. And if you can just build on that and conquer that, all of a sudden you'll look around, you'll realize, wow, look at the good things that God has done for me. Look at where I'm at. It's easy to live for God. It's easy to live for God when you have a relationship. It's easy to want to please Him when you have a relationship. It's easy to tell your mama you love her today when you know that at some point she clothed you, she fed you, she brought you into the world. So on Mother's Day, we remember, hey, Mama, happy Mother's Day. I love you. You might be as mad as all get out at her. You might not have the right relationship with her, but on Mother's Day, you can say, hey, Mama, happy Mother's Day. Why? Why? One step at a time. You got to get up. 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 There's not one ordinary person here today under the sound of my voice. Man, woman, boy, or girl. Everyone is special. Everyone here is a child of God. What you do for Christ will last. What you do for God does matter. That should give you confidence. That should give you hope. Romans 6 tells us that we are dead to sin. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? For he that is dead is freed from sin. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? Because you chose to get up. You chose to take a stand for Christ. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Under grace. You know, if you study the lives of successful people, successful men and women, be it in the social world or the spiritual world, financial world or the spiritual world, one common thread that every one of those successful people have is that when they have fallen and failed, and all of them have fallen and failed in some way, some form, they failed a test, they bankrupted a bit, that something has happened. But every one of them, you read the biographies, Sam Walton, different men, Rockefeller, all these guys, every time they got knocked down, they got back up and they started over. They had the ability to realize, yeah, I messed up. You know, we have a light bulb right now because somebody tried a lot of times to make light and electricity. If he had given up, he wouldn't have been the man credited for making the light bulb and electricity. You got to keep trying. If you get knocked down spiritually, don't give up. Get yourself up, brush yourself off, and keep trying. The road to success is never an easy road. The road to success, you ask successful men, you ask women who are successful. You know, many times I want what they want. Well, you got to do what they do to get what they have. It takes a little bit of effort. It takes some work, a lot of work. And when you've repented of your sins, hear me, when you've repented of your sins and you get baptized in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sins and you ask Jesus to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, there is a life change experience that happens at that very moment. You'll never be the same. There is a feeling. It's a guide. It's a comfort. It's a gift. It's special. I don't want to lose the importance of the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost. We've got to get up. We've got to do some stuff. And although the devil will always be around us and always be tempting us and trying to get at you, the person who has the faith in God, the person who will count himself or herself dead to sin, you won't even want to live in sin. You're going to want to please Jesus. Why? Because you've gotten up and you've done something about your situation. You are a peculiar people. You are a chosen people. You are a royal person. You are called of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I think sometimes we come into the house of God and we forget the God that we serve. We forget that we are walking into the presence of a king. I dare say, if the President of the United States, which many here may like, many here may not like, love it. If he walked through those back doors right now, we would stand in reverence, not for the man, but for the office that he holds. When we walk into the presence of God, let's have that reverence. Let's have that respect. I don't want to only be moved. I want to be changed. I don't want to say that I'm a Christian. I want to be a Christian. I want to be dead to sin. I want to live for God. I want to say no to the world. Finally today, I want to give you the four D's. Everybody say four D's. I want to give you the four D's to how to get up and to live for God. D number one, everybody say it with me. Decision. Decision. You've got to make a decision for yourself. The four D's. Make a decision to resist sin. Make a decision to live for God. Make a decision to be dead to sin. Make a decision to say no to sinful temptations. D number two, determination. Say it with me, determination. Once you decide to be dead to sin, determine that you will be unwavering. Determine that you will not give up or give in. Determine to back your decision. Decision, determination. Third, discipline. Discipline, say it with me, discipline. Discipline yourself to do only what the Word of God says. Discipline yourself to say only what the Word of God says. Discipline yourself to be unmoved by what you see, feel, hear from the world around you. Discipline. Decision, determination, discipline. And finally, diligence. Say it with me, diligence. Be diligent. Diligently seek Him. Be diligent. Don't quit. If you fall, stand up. If you stumble, get up. If you fail, get up. Brush yourself off. Evaluate the situation. Recommit your heart to God, to the house of God, to the things of God. Got to do this all for yourself. Decision, determination, discipline, diligence. Stop everything. Ask for forgiveness. The Bible says, for out of the heart, it's found in Matthew, proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. Evil words, evil thoughts, evil deeds. Repent of your sins. Lord, forgive me for my evil thoughts, my evil words, my evil deeds. Wash me in your blood. Make me a new creature. Diligence. Never, never give up. Never give up. If you would stand with your feet, to your feet with me all over the building. I'm here to tell somebody you can say no to the pressures of the world. You can say no to the temptations. When you get knocked down, you can get up. You look at men in the Bible, David, Job, Peter, Saul, all these characters throughout the Bible, Jacob, they got knocked down, but they got up. They got up. Your neighbor and say, get up. Get up. Maybe you've been a Christian in church for many years. Some of you have been living for God longer than I have been alive. That's a fact. Thank you. Some of you have taken a stand for things of God, the Word of God, when the rest of your family has given up and gone away. But you've been faithful. Some of you grandmamas here today, you've been faithful. Maybe you're the only one standing for your entire family. Thank you. Thank you for teaching us young folks how to get up and how to keep on keeping on. Maybe you're not a mama here today. Maybe you never had physical, biological children. But I promise you there are young people that are watching you. You're a spiritual mama this morning. You're a spiritual daddy. Thank you for teaching us how to get up and how to take a stand. That we can make it. Proper time, proper place. It's okay to show your scars. To say, hey, sir, I understand what you're going through. About 20 years ago, I went through this. The day I talked to Brother Baggett on the phone, the first day, I got done with telling him some stuff. And he said, I'm glad that happened to you. I went silent. It really kind of made me mad, hurt my feelings, to be honest. I was crying. And I heard his voice, and he was crying. He said, because I understand where you're at. You can get up. I'm here to tell you, you can get up. Hear me this morning. You can get up. Just because mama or life or situations have kicked you, use them as an opportunity to get up and better yourself. Don't stay knocked down. Get up. Learn the lesson of the mama draft this morning. Just right where you are, just lift your hands to heaven. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, for coming and robing yourself in flesh, dying on a cross. You didn't have to do that, God. But you gave us opportunity to be able to get up and not have to die under the curse, but have an option, have a way out. God, I pray right now that every man, woman, and child under the sound of my voice would get up in whatever situation they are living in, whatever they've gone through, God. Strengthen them, encourage them this morning. Let them know that they can be more than a conqueror. They can be victorious. Give them a relationship with you for themselves. Lord, I challenge every one of them right now to get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.